Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we'll bring in Eric Edholm, Yahoo Sports, Eric_Edholm on Twitter. Eric, that's the first thing we'll ask you. Are we homers or are we smart, objective football broadcasters for believing that the Green Bay Packers can once again win the NFC North?
Oh, come on, they're a 4-12 team, you guys. Come on, listen a bit. I'm a little bit shocked that there hasn't been a little bit more sort of assumption that they're going to bounce back. I know it's tricky with a first-year head coach. You really don't know. Some guys come in, they're really good. Some guys come in, they're underprepared. They're a year behind. It's hard to know coming off what I thought was a subpar season for Matt LaFleur as coordinator of the Titans, what he's going to do. But the talent, I think, is, and I think he could be a good head coach. I'm not saying he's not a good coach. Guys have bad years just like players do, you know. But I'm just a little bit surprised, even in a tough division and a tricky division to project too, right, because you could probably pick three teams to win it, that there isn't a little bit more widespread optimism about what the Packers can do this year.
Eric, do you think that LaFleur should feel pressure to win year one? The talk around here locally is that this is a 2 to 3 year window with Aaron Rodgers. But, I mean, Aaron Rodgers not getting any younger. You look at what he's making. You look at the fact that he's one of the favorites to possibly win an MVP this year. You think LaFleur should feel the pressure season one, or is this more of a 2 to 3 year plan?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen first-year head coaches get fired, right? I mean, obviously, if the joke that I made coming in 4-12, if that happened, boy, I don't know that he'd get fired, but I don't know that he'd feel too comfortable either. I don't think he'd be buying land in upper Wisconsin somewhere. So, yeah, I think there is pressure to win, but it's like I don't know what the floor would be. It would probably be something really, really disastrous for him to have to lose his job. So, depending on how you define that pressure, I guess that's what I would say. But, you know, he comes in. He wasn't the expected choice, I don't think, locally or nationally. I think he's, you know, anytime you're a first-year head coach he's having come out of nowhere, because it's like when the Falcons got to the Super Bowl, I think a lot of people recognized he was part of that thing. You know, for the last couple of years, his name has been in there and, you know, in the mix with Shanahan and McVay and everybody, those trees. But, you know, he's still coming in as a real unknown quantity in a lot of ways. I guess like what Matt Nagy was for the Bears last year.
Eric Edholm, Yahoo Sports, joining us here. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. That's Ryan Horvath. I'm Bart Winkler. To win the NFC North, obviously, you'd have to beat those other three teams. I think for the most part, everybody's kind of in the same where they've always been, at least recently. The Lions are going to underperform. The Vikings, the Vikings are a team that I think's gotten more love than they should have in the last 3 years on defense. And then the Kirk Cousins situation, I don't think he's that good. The Bears are interesting because the defense is good. And then you've got Mitch Trubisky, I'll tell you what Packer fans do, Eric, is they look at Mitch Trubisky and they think Jay Cutler. And that's unfair to Mitch Trubisky. But then I go see these MVP odds where he's like 20-1 and top 10 guy, and I think that's unfair to Vegas. That there's no way Mitch Trubisky can put together an MVP candidacy, or is that, again, me being a homer?
No, he'll never be that quarterback, I don't think. But he's better than people give him credit for in some respects. You know, yeah, I mean, I'm here in Chicago. I'm not a Bears fan. I root for all 32 teams, but I saw a lot of them last year. And there were moments where he said, man, if he could just keep doing that, you know, that throw, that series, that drive, that quarter, whatever, it just never felt like he put the perfect four quarters together in a game. And that worries you, right? I mean, that's the kind of thing where you say, look, you play the Arizona Cardinals, you play the Miami Dolphins. At some point, you should have one of those type of games. Now, he had the Bucs game was probably his best, but other than that, I can't think of too many games where you said, wow, Mitch was brilliant today. So that's where it keeps me from saying he's ever going to be a quality quarterback. But Allen Robinson back second year with the team. Anthony Miller looked really good at times playing through a bad, bad shoulder injury. It popped out of his socket like 9 times. So if he's healthy, he's going to be a good player. They add Montgomery. They add a lot of pieces. A lot of continuity back on offense. So I think could hum a little bit. I don't say, you know, I still think they have a chance to score some points this year.
I think the loss of Vic Fangio is going to be bigger than most people
Absolutely.
Think. And and they also stayed really healthy last year. Am I crazy to think that losing a coordinator is that big of a deal? I see him more of as a head coach in that locker room, especially with a first-year head coach, well, second now under Matt Nagy.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Vic is a huge loss. I mean, look, from a schematic standpoint, sure, and I'm not knocking Chuck Pagano, but yes, no doubt about it. He knew those players. He groomed a lot of them, too. They added a couple pieces. You know, as they went along, Khalil Mack was the most dominant of the group. But still, I mean, he was like the final piece. He was the one thing they didn't have, which was that consistent edge rusher. But, yeah, here are the three things that suggest the Bears are going to regress this year. You mentioned, obviously, the injuries. Until late in the year, you know, they lost Mitch for 2 games, lost Eddie Jackson for the playoff game. Like, there were a handful of injuries. That's about it. They were one of the healthiest teams in football. Number two, they had the 31st easiest schedule last year. I mean, they did not play the schedule in terms of opponents' win percentage. The third one is turnovers. They had a billion of them. And turnovers don't translate year to year. You know, I mean, there are very few defenses who are great takeaway defenses, the old Lovie Smith defenses, the Bucks, you know, from the 20 years ago. But you typically don't see a team create that many turnovers 2 or 3 years in a row. So I feel like, be a 9-7 team, and it wouldn't shock me. They could be 8-8, and it wouldn't stun me.
Eric Edholm joining us, Yahoo Sports. Defensively with Green Bay, it's going to be the second year of Mike Pettine. They've brought a lot of pieces in. They don't have a star like a Khalil Mack, but I think they've got a lot of guys, especially up front, that it can be sort of a real group effort. Where do you look at the Packers defensively? Can they be a top 10 defense, something that Aaron Rodgers like never has?
Yeah, I think that's what you're looking at is if they can be on the edge of that top 10. I mean, that's really where, you know, what does that mean? Are we talking about a defense that plays great in the red zone, that's great on third down, that's great in terms of causing turnovers? I'd like to see them be great at one of those things, right? And just sort of above average to average in the other facets. So I'm high on Jair Alexander. I think he's going to be one of the top corners in the league. Mike Daniels, I think, still has some years in his prime left. The additions they added to the edge spots, look, that's a lot of power and a lot of force up front. So, you know, Kenny Clark, I mean, there's still a lot to build around there, and I think it's an emerging unit.
Eric Edholm joining us, Yahoo Sports, Eric_Edholm on Twitter. Appreciate it, Eric. We'll be in touch.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Eric joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.